Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth. B-F-T. Live from the home studios presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
This place is like a train station, this radio show. We've had some people who've moved through here, gone on to do some big things. John Strong, voice of American soccer, calling World Cup games on NBC. Sat in that very seat that Peter Sampson's in today. Fed. NBA agents who have come through here. We've had business owners, people who have gone on to own businesses, media members, created some radio show hosts as part of this show. But our next guest is paving her own path. Amy Schwartz, formerly known as The Schwartz, correspondent on this show, intern at this station, now with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, doing some digital reporting, is joining us. Is it Tampa or Tampa Bay? What do I call that city you're in?
You call the city Tampa. The greater area is Tampa Bay, but it actually kind of offends people if you call it Tampa Bay, which I learned very quickly after I moved here.
What is it like? Super Bowl happening, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers in it. Atmosphere.
I keep telling everyone it's electric here. Since we won the NFC Championship 2 weeks ago, I swear the entire city has changed. There's Bucks fans everywhere. Actually, I have a repair guy in my house right now wearing head-to-toe Bucks gear. I was like, sorry, I have to go in the other room and do an interview. And, I mean, you can't go in public without someone saying, are you ready for the big game? And it's just, it's exciting. And it's one of those, you have to stop every couple seconds and be like, we are here. This is real.
Amy Schwartz joining us from the greater Tampa area. Tampa area, right? Am I getting that right?
Yeah, that works. That works.
Okay. Schwartz, look, you were there working for the team. Tom Brady shows up on the scene. Was this planned? Did you know Brady was there when you took the job, or were you there first?
I was here first. So I actually credit all the success to me. It's, you know, that's the only reason we're doing so good. No, I'm just kidding. So I was here officially 2 months before Tom signed, and it's basically been a roller coaster since then. And obviously with COVID as well, it's been the weirdest job I've ever had and probably one of the best.
What do you do for the team? When you say digital reporter, I'm assuming some social media, some writing, a variety of things, video. What do you do on a daily basis?
So on a daily basis, we have a group of five that run our digital program. And I do, you know, if you see tweets, those are coming from content I've helped produce, create. If you see basically anything on our website, I've helped create that. And I help run the daily press conferences we have.
Schwartz, can you give maybe some insight into this show? You showed up on the scene here. We put you to work. We had you do a variety of things. Did you learn anything here, or were you just taking up space? What do you get? What'd you get out of your time here?
I'm going to give you so much credit here, but honestly, if it weren't for that job and starting as an intern, moving my way up, I wouldn't be in sports anymore. And I definitely would not be here today. I think you taught me a lot of tough lessons, good lessons, and it was all learning on the job constantly. So I think that's really prepared me for the role I'm in now.
You know, it's interesting because you came along at a time when I had realized, like, you know, I think the individual deserves the credit for what they do. And because I tried to treat the interns equally, but you know what you did that other interns did not? You kept coming back. Even if I tried to discourage you a little bit, you kept coming back. There's something there to your resilience. Like, you were not going to be stopped.
No, because I don't know if you remember this, but I had basically knocked down the door for an internship, kind of got lost in the email shuffle, And then it was the day of the Boston Marathon. I called into your show, gave my opinion, and one of the producers didn't hang up the phone. And I was like, hi, can I talk? And basically told them, you know, put me in touch with Canzano because this is going to happen. And so
it's true.
Yeah, I guess you couldn't get rid of me. I kind of stuck around as long as possible.
Yeah, I tried to several times. Like I tried. I said, let's. No, I'm kidding. But you know what I learned early on was we had interns who they'd say, can I have an internship? And I would say, you know, come down to the building, or I'd shoot them an email, you know, meet us down at the building an hour before the show. And their next question was, well, where is the building? What's the address? You didn't do that. Like, you just had the initiative, and that's why I say I'm not surprised that you've got success. You're just super resilient, and I think there's a lesson there for young people who will have a dream. Like, just keep grinding. Keep moving towards it. What is Tom Brady like to interview, be around?
So the thing that is horrible about this year is I'm not allowed to be around him. I've obviously been on calls with him, interviews, things like that, but because of COVID, most of the staff isn't even allowed around the players. I mean, I've had players ask me, are you sure you work for the team? Because COVID has, you know, made everything so challenging. But we call him Tampa Tom down here. He is Florida man to a T. He is just a dad loving his life, being around his kids more. You know, he has a good tan now. And I think you've totally seen him just relax into this second chapter. Obviously, he's closer to the end than the beginning. And so I think he's just totally relaxed and more become himself this year than I've ever seen.
I think it's interesting to watch this team. And, you know, particularly this season, you've got two really good quarterbacks in this game. Does Tom Brady have to win this game to truly sort of make his time in Tampa worthwhile, or has it already been worthwhile to people there?
I think no matter what, it's been worthwhile. I mean, this team hasn't been in the playoffs in 13 years. Like, it's shocked a lot of people, I think, externally. I think internally you can kind of see the moves that have been made and understand that this team was loaded before he came here and could have won with Jameis Winston if there were a few tweaks. But I mean, I think this game is a must-win for the Bucs. I think it's the word everyone keeps using is magical. This whole season has been magical. The comebacks, certain things weren't supposed to happen that have happened, and I think he has to win. And also, you know, the Patrick Mahomes comparisons are so heavy right now that I think, you know, the old guy needs to put the young guy in his place a little bit.
Yeah, and I think, you know, people in Kansas City feel differently, obviously, but I just think it's so exciting, and you getting to be a part of this. Will you be at the game? What will your role be on Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, so I will be at the game. Normally I'm up in the press box, but because there's everyone and their cousin here, I will actually be in the stands with my computer working, which will be an interesting challenge, but I will be there and helping to run all of our post-game, pre-game, and our live shows.
I'm going to pepper you with a series of questions now. My turn to interview you just, you know, as if you were a guest on the show. It's surreal to me. Oregon State just announced today that they are renovating or rebuilding the west side of the stadium, $153 million. They're going for it. Stadium capacity will come down to probably about 35,000, which I don't think is horrible. What do you make of Oregon State finally getting that done?
When I saw that, I was like, finally. This is something that needed to be done when I was still in school, even before that. And I think they deserve it. And obviously, I worked with Jonathan Smith a little bit, and I think he's the right coach to be there when all of this is happening.
Bruce Arians, Tom Brady, Mike Evans, you got some personalities on this team, but who on the Buccaneers roster would be the most fun to hang out with for listeners?
Mike Evans, without a doubt. He is funny. He is one of the best human beings I've ever met. But he doesn't let you get away with much. He is hilarious.
You know, Jason Pierre-Paul tried to pretend that he didn't know Mike Remmer's name. You're an Oregon State grad. Did you remind him that that's Mike Remmer's? He's played in a Super Bowl already.
I was hoping you would ask me this one. So this is JPP's icing on the cake. He loves to get under people's skin. And I don't think people realize just how good of a person and player he is. I know he 100% knows who Mike Remmers is. How could you not?
Yeah.
But I think he wants to add a little bit of drama and a little bit of, you know, fun to the game.
Now, the city of Tampa and the Tampa Bay area has had the Lightning. They hosted a women's Final Four. They had the Rays in the World Series. Now they got a Super Bowl. It's getting out of hand. And I thought the Tampa people were obnoxious before all this. Are they keeping their heads in check?
Not at all. This is Title Town, Tampa Bay now. And again, all this started when I came here. So I think we know the secret sauce.
Yeah, it's a little strange. Now, you got a whole bunch of sisters in your family. They must be insanely proud of you. How hard has it been to be away from home, about as far away as you can get from Oregon, down there in Florida? And you probably haven't seen much of family.
So I convinced most of my family to actually move down here.
What?
So, I know. I mean, what are you going to do in the COVID world? You got to be in the sun.
Yeah.
But I most of my extended family is still in Oregon. My little sister, haven't seen her in a long while. So yeah, it's definitely hard, and it's one of those things that it just comes with the business. You know how it is. You move where the job is.
Yeah, you got to go where it is. Amy Schwartz is with us, Tampa Bay Buccaneers digital reporter. You know, you're there in Tampa. You'll be covering the game. Give us a game prediction. Full well knowing that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are paying your paycheck.
The Bucs are going to be down at halftime, and someone's going to have to step up and give that speech. I think that the Chiefs are going to come out fighting, and it's going to be a hard-fought game, but I'm calling the Bucs by 3, 24-21.
24-21, says the Schwartz. Hey, appreciate you making time for us. I know a lot of people out here are familiar with your story and your journey. I think it's just beginning. I think this is a pit stop in your career. You're still young. How old are you now?
25.
Crying out loud. You don't know anything. You're 25 years old. This is going to be one of these early stops for you. Anytime your ego gets out of check, just look me up. Look, this is going to be one of these early stops in your career. I think you're going to go on to do much bigger things and look back at this as a learning experience. So get everything you need out of this experience with the Buccaneers. You're going even bigger places, Schwartz.
Thank you. And I do have to say, I owe so much of my career, my past, all that to you and everyone at 750 The Game who, you know, led me along and gave me so many opportunities. So I really appreciate it.
Well, you paid your dues. You did the work. And so take the credit. Amy Schwartz, thank you. Good luck to you. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. There's the Schwartz. I'll say this. I joke around saying I try to discourage her. I try to be real with the interns. I try to say, look, The opportunities here, at any radio station in the country, it's a lot like a pyramid, and there's a bunch of people that are at the bottom that are trying to get that airtime and get in front of a mic. And most of the young people that I see get pretty frustrated when they don't get a lot of airtime, a lot of mic time, a lot of FaceTime, the stuff that they, you know, really, really want, and they disappear and they fade away. Amy Schwartz, to her credit, kept offering to do, you know, can I cover a Blazers game? Can I cover Portland State? Can I do this? Can I write this? Can I answer phones? And I told her time and again and again and again, you know, you're going to have to cover smaller things. You're going to have to go cover Portland State before you cover the Blazers. You're going to have to go learn how to cover a team on a daily basis. You know, yeah, it's glamorous to go to the Blazer games and stuff and get a press pass, but that you're not going to learn anything in there. You need to go learn by covering a small college team and be a beat reporter. And, you know, and I tried time and again to remind her that, this is, you know, nights and weekends. And then she went off and covered Oregon State. And then all of a sudden she's now with the Buccaneers. So credit to her for being resilient. There is something about resilience in successful people. You look at any success story. And I was thinking about this last night. Any success story, a CEO, a quarterback, a successful business owner and a small business. Any success story you will look at and you will find setbacks. You will find that bad things happened or something didn't break your way or you lost a job or a company downsized or you're going to find setbacks. Nobody has a clean ride. Calvin Burrell wins a Kentucky Derby. What does he look like at the end of that thing? Look at him. He's got like three pairs of goggles around his neck. He's got mud on his face. His horse is covered in mud. He's smiling. That's a winner in the Kentucky Derby. So Amy Schwartz, like, coming on the show and talking about, like, how, it wasn't always easy. She's 25 years old. It hasn't even started for her. And yet, I think she's aware of it. And I think one of her greatest assets is the fact that she's just resilient. You know, she doesn't quit. You know, you can learn from a young person. If you're out there and you're grinding, bad things happen. Keep in mind, we can look at Jeff Bezos. We can look at Elon Musk. We can look at, Steve Jobs. And we're going to find in their history times when things didn't go their way and they had setbacks. It's a part of every success story. Patrick Mahomes got injured and missed games. Tom Brady, bad things happen to Tom Brady. He lost three Super Bowls already. Bad things happen to Tom Brady. He didn't get drafted. Fifth round, and he's walking around going, nobody's picked me. There are bad things and unfortunate setbacks that happen in every success story. It's true. Otherwise, it wouldn't be much of a story. Leave it here. Anna's next. Really good show today. We got a lot of rhythm. Anna's joining the fray now. I want to pepper you with a variety of topics. First, let's start with Amy Schwartz, who was just on a few minutes ago. You know the Schwartz. She's now covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. She works for the Buccaneers as the digital reporter. She'll be at the Super Bowl, 25 years old. She's got the world in the palm of her hand and living in the sunshine of Florida. She's a long way. She came a long way from the show. You were around when you saw the Schwartz in action.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of her because she has been flexible. Like, she has transitioned from one place to another, and she's done it well. Like, she's just been persistent, and she hasn't let some setbacks defeat, you know, what she ultimately would like to do.
The stuff that she learned as an intern, she talked about it, and I think she was being kind to us and sort of giving us credit on the show, but I remember back, like, I feel like you deserve the credit if you're a young person who puts in the time and effort and energy, and frankly, working for pennies on the dollar as an intern, you get through that. What you take from it, it belongs to you. Right?
Like, absolutely.
She owes me nothing.
Right.
Right? I said to her, you want to come on the show? And she was like, 100% she wants to come on the show. Because I think for her, the people back home listening to the show, it's probably incredibly gratifying for her to be like, hey, you know, it's good to be back on my old station. Like, you know, she's so far away from home. Do you remember those first internships you had, KABC and some other places?
Yeah, I sure do. How could I forget? Yeah, I'd get up at like 1:30 in the morning, drive into my internship, which was like the morning shift to KBC in LA. This is while I was in college.
Okay, hold on. So you're in college.
I'm in college.
You're a college student. Getting up at 1:30 in the morning. Weren't you just staying up all night?
No, I actually would go to bed at like 6 o'clock at night because I knew I had to get up and be alert. So
wow.
I know.
Dedicated.
Crazy. I know. But yeah, I mean, I had the opportunity to intern at the number two news market in the country and see how that operation functioned. And it was very eye-opening. LA is such a big market. You know, you'd go in, like, I'd be there in the morning meeting when they'd have to choose from the list of homicides which one was most interesting that they would cover.
Ugh. How'd they do that? They just kind of look at the, oh, was it in Hollywood?
No, they would look at, was there something unusual about the homicide that made it stand out? Was it someone that was very young, or, you know, was it a notable figure? Was there something unusual? Was there a hook to it? It was just like, wow, this is really morbid. I can't believe this.
So a run-of-the-mill homicide.
No, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did all sorts of weird things. Like, I got to, you know, their morning weather guy, Johnny Mountain, would
what
that was his name. They had their weather people were named Johnny Mountain and Dallas Rains.
No,
I'm not joking. Johnny Mountain was the morning guy, Dallas Rains was the afternoon guy.
Wait,
for real.
Wait,
yeah,
Dallas Rains,
yeah,
is a man.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.